Olivia. Olivia lost her vision at 18 months old after contracting measles. She and her family were living in Vietnam as refugees from the Pol Pot regime in Cambodia. From then on, blindness shaped every chapter of her life, but never as a barrier. Instead, blindness became part of who she is, a source of pride and, in many ways, a doorway to new opportunities. When at age 3 she arrived in Aotearoa, New Zealand with her family, Blind Low Vision NZ helped to fling those doors wide open. Today, Olivia is a mum of 4, a high school counsellor and a competitive Scrabble player. She's also quick to say she wouldn't change being blind, even if she could. Maybe for a day, just to experience it, she laughs, but I'd always want to go back to being me. That confidence did not come overnight. Olivia started off at Hormai College, a specialist school for blind children, but quickly moved to a mainstream school where she was supported by Blind Low Vision NZ with braille books, adaptive technology, and accessible learning materials. Later, as a university student and then a lawyer, she continued using our services, especially for braille music and textbooks. Education's been a huge part of my life, she says, and it would have been so much harder without those resources. These days, Olivia is supported by Kyle, her black Labrador guide dog. He's the 4th guide dog I've had, and he's definitely the best, so responsible and focused. He gives me confidence and brings me independence, 2 priceless gifts. Even with all she's achieved, Olivia is honest about the daily barriers she still faces, like silent electric vehicles, badly laid out pram ramps that face dangerously into the middle of intersections, inaccessible websites, and new FPOS machines with touchscreen buttons she cannot use on her own. Every time I leave the house, there's something. It might be vehicles blocking the footpath, crossing the road, public transport. It all takes time and mental energy. To Olivia, these aren't just frustrations, they carry a message. Over time, all those small barriers start to say, you're not worth investing in. That accessibility is a luxury, not a right, and that hurts. Despite everything, Olivia is proud of who she is. I've had so many advantages because I'm blind. It's given me problem-solving skills, empathy, and the chance to see people's best selves. People assume blindness limits me, but I believe that it has expanded my horizons. She's also a strong advocate for better emotional support when people start to lose their sight. Vision loss isn't just a physical change, it's a searing grief too. People need support that helps them to grow through the grief and to reclaim their optimism and joy. Her advice for others? Be persistent. Don't be afraid to ask for help. And don't give up if you don't get what you need straight away. You're not a burden. You deserve to thrive. The world is a better place because you're in it.